With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Is It Just Me? The podcast that we like to think puts the trivial front and centre and makes you feel like the inconsequential in life is actually very, very important indeed. As ever, I'm one of your hosts, James Williams.
Hello, and I'm Jo Elvin, the other one.
The other one.
And, you know, it is really important. It's important work we're doing, all right? Don't let anybody tell you any different, no matter what you read on those reviews.
Well, exactly. And on that note, we're going to be talking about very important things this week, like is it just us that hate selfies? Is it just me that hates holidays? And whether or not it's okay to believe in your horoscopes. We've also got an amazing guest, so please stay tuned. Yes, we're back again.
Hello. Thank God it's not just us, right, James?
No. It's Tuesday with another spanking new episode. And we've got a lovely friend of the show, I like to think, today. We've got, she's a singer. She's an incredible dancer. She does a load of great work for charity. And she's an all-round good egg. It's the lovely Frankie Bridge.
Hello.
Shame she's so ugly, though.
I know. I mean, do we have to sit here and look at her all this time?
I feel sorry. You've done well. You've done well.
Thanks,
what you've got, you know?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for being here.
Thank God it's a podcast, eh? Yeah, no one has to see me.
Or me. Yeah. No, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You know I don't mean any of that. We love you. You've been a friend. Were you a friend of Glamour's for a long time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think 2012 we did that cover where you sort of like talked about mental health and helped us launch a mental health campaign that was still sustained right up until...
I think it's very important without, you know, honking our own horns on this one. But that was a time when it wasn't quite so open. You know, now, I mean, it's amazing what people, you know, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but like, you know, Princes William and Harry and the Duchess of Cambridge, they're doing amazing stuff. But you were probably one of the first celebs to really go out on a limb and talk about it.
I think it was all because of you.
Honestly,
seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think you should be very proud of that. And I mean, like, we were proud to be a part of that, to be honest. Mm. So you should feel very proud.
Well, you gave me the platform for it. And I think it was quite an unconventional one as well at the time. And I still get people all the time saying that that particular article really helped them. So
no way.
I'm proud of it. Yeah, at the time I was scared, very scared. Yeah. But yeah, I am proud of it now.
But I think that what you did at that time, Frankie, it really demonstrated to me, it was such a live example of, I don't know anybody who hasn't had a problem, if not solved, certainly the veracity of it is like really lessened just the moment you talk about something.
Yeah.
The moment you talk about something, it immediately becomes a much sort of, I don't know, more handleable thing to deal with.
Well, also, but for you at the time, it was ridiculous because there were so many ridiculous rumours about other reasons behind
it.
So
it
was a really important thing for you to do, I think, on many levels.
Yeah, I think for me it was, obviously I wanted other people, I just felt like I was in the position for other people to be able to say, oh, okay, if she's feeling that way, then it's pretty normal for me to feel like that. But then on a selfish level as well, as you say, just being able to speak about it, I think, although yes, it was quite publicly and maybe a lot of people won't understand that, my whole life has been quite public.
Yeah.
And for people to be able to understand why I kind of disappeared for a bit and to know the real reason, there's no shame in, you know, having to go to rehab for any sort of addiction, but that wasn't my situation. And I think it's very easy for people to assume that.
Yeah.
And not everybody goes down that route, so
yeah. And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. I'm so much better now, and I go to the gym all the time, which is so cliche, but it does work annoyingly.
Isn't it annoying? It's annoying. That works, and not drinking. It's annoying how good for you not drinking is.
I know, that's annoying. But also, your husband is so ridiculously ripped, as we saw on I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean...
Oh, clearly that helps.
But is that a motivator? Or?
Yeah, you know, when he turns around to me and he's like grabbing his belly and he's like, I feel really fat. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Like, I've never seen an ounce on him. But
for those who are living under a rock, we're talking about Lovely Wayne, your husband. Obviously, yes, he was on I'm a Celeb. Obviously, and a footballer prior to all that.
Yeah, so he should be in shape, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is annoying how exercise is one of those things, isn't it? I always say this as well. It's easy to fall into the habit of doing it, but it's very easy to fall out of doing it.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah, a couple of days off and it's so hard to get back on it. Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, exercise is one of those things that's coming out of its own weird shame fog. Whereas I think for a lot, it was Lena Dunham when she wrote about how for years she ignored the advice that exercise really helped with your mental health. And I think that she really typified for me, there was this stigma about the only people who are into exercise are only in it for vanity, only in it because they want, you know, rock hard abs and to look great in a pair of jeans. And actually there's so much more to why people exercise, and I think that that has sort of shifted in the last couple of years.
And then also I think it then goes the other way, like on social media is then that kind of thing, like, oh look, I've been to the gym today again. And then, you know, for people that haven't been, then you think, oh God, I should be going more. And that's kind of then as well the double-edged. I'm always quite aware I do go most days, and people are interested in that, so I do post about it. But then I don't want to make the people that maybe haven't got the time or don't feel like they can go or want to go. I don't know, maybe that's me overthinking it, but it's, I know how it makes you feel.
It's a bloody minefield.
It is.
We talked about this a lot when Davina McCall came on, and obviously she's a big one for posting all of her workouts on Instagram and stuff. And I said to her, I said, do you know, for me, I'm that person when I'm lying there feeling really uninspired, I'll see that and it actually will motivate me. But I do get that there's a flip side to that. There are people who actually might go down a slight shame spiral and go, oh, well, I'm just lazy, I'm not going to be asked to do anything. And so it is a hard one, but I think that's like everything, is it? Social media, you get out of it what you want to get out of it, and it's about your headspace.
Yeah, I had to unfollow a lot of fitness people. I got obsessed with following them, and then I was like, you know what, I'm not going to eat goji berries all day, so I don't even know why I'm following you. I don't like sunflower seeds, so I'm not going to like anything that you've made on there. So I just unfollowed them all because I was like, Frank, what are you doing to yourself? Like,
I'm never going to be a clean eater.
No, me neither.
Not 100%, you know.
Yeah. I give it a good go, but those burgers.
But those chocolate biscuits we had were really nice just then. From New Zealand.
She's pushing those New Zealand biscuits. Yeah. They
everything
were good.
In I mean, another cliche, but everything in moderation, basically. You know, life's too short to deny yourself.
Alcohol.
Well, you know.
I mean, sadly, we don't have any today. But no, I mean, we've never done a podcast pissed, have we?
It's probably a best, probably for the best.
We get in enough trouble sober.
Yeah.
We've done it very highly caffeinated before. And that was quite an intense episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's all a blur to me. All I care about is that Frankie's here today. Yes. And tell us what you're up to at the moment. I know that you're about to bugger off somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to... I always can't pronounce it right. Helsinki?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so, as far as
I know. Very tricky, that one. Yes.
Helsinki. It's not sandbag push
English again. I left school when I was 12.
It's
okay.
Not the most exotic Nordic word, but
But I think I kept saying Helsinki, and then I actually, I mean, I don't know if I should actually admit to this publicly, but I told my friend, she was like, "Oh, do you want to meet up on Friday?" And I was like, "Oh, I can't. I'm going to be in Russia." Frankie, it's not in Russia.
Frankie, I thought my geography was bad. You're making me feel quite good about myself. I'm terrible at geography.
It sounds Russian, no?
So it also, that what that reveals to me is that your agents and people who organise your diary, just you just go along with whatever they say.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you tell me to get there, I'll just get there,
We'd
like to apologise to all of our Russian listeners.
Exactly,
as well,
and everyone in Finland.
Yeah.
But I told myself, I didn't say actually, I was just texted, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be in Russia, sorry. And then I saw my sister the next day and I was like, oh, guys, I'm going to Helsinki. I know, because in Russia, and they're all like, what are you talking about? And I was like, it's in Russia, no? And they were like, no. So I would have thought I was going to be in Russia. So, anyway.
But I'm sure it'd be lovely. Finland would be lovely.
Yeah, and cold.
And what you want, well, it's quite cold here at the moment. I mean, it feels,
What, the reason I'm going there is because I'm doing something with Disney on Ice, and I'm going to learn a dance on ice.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's my first couple of days rehearsal. My kids will go and all my friends' kids go and
that's
stuff.
That's amazing.
And,
but can you ice skate?
Well, you know, like a lot of actors say they can horse ride and then they get there and then they actually can't.
So you don't know where you're going and you don't know what to do when you get there. This is going to be an awesome trip.
You know what it is? It's one of those things, right, that I love about my job is that no day is the same.
Yeah.
And I kind of tend to choose things like since not being in the Saturdays, obviously, look, let's not all beat around the bush. If money's good and it's not going to ruin your pride or go against something you believe, then
I don't mind ruining pride.
Pride's overrated.
I've got all respect for lack of pride. Yeah.
Follow the cash.
Yeah. Or like if I'm like, that sounds really interesting. And for me, I'm like, cool. Who else can say in most days of their job, oh, I got to learn a dance on ice.
Why not?
So I've decided to do it, but they need to see a video of me ice skating. So I went the other day and turns out I'm not that good at ice skating.
Is it like Blades of Glory?
Yeah. And there was all these like other people and they're doing dances and everything. And I was thinking, like, there was a woman just in like my local ice skating rink with like a full on sparkly dress on and, you know, like the special tights over boots and stuff.
And, always a sexy look, that.
Yeah, always. And then I was literally just trying to stand up and trying to look good for this video. So I don't think they know what they've let themselves in for.
Well, what I'm hearing is that you like a challenge.
I do. I love a challenge.
Yeah, and there's another thing that we're not allowed to talk about, which is also a challenge, which is also very exciting.
Yes.
But look out for that one.
Yes. Yeah. Coming in the summer.
Well, my thing was this year was I was going to push myself to do things that push me out of my comfort zone because I have a real lack of confidence. And I feel like a way to gain that is to make myself do things I don't feel comfortable in. Yeah. And then hopefully I'll learn that I need to just kind of trust in myself a bit and I can do it. So fully doing that.
That's
which
awesome.
You may find me in a corner crying one day. It's like, what have I done?
Next stop, Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Well,
really?
Yeah,
you're doing Bear Grylls?
As long as I didn't have to drink my wee, which I think is quite
I think there are worse. I honestly think there are way worse things than he eats than your own wee.
Honestly,
I think that's in the contract. You have to drink your wee. I think it is.
If you want to live.
I could do it. I can't even eat ketchup.
Did Wayne come back from the jungle with any tips then?
No, he didn't actually. He just
lost even more
so
weight. He was
skinny.
Even more
ripped. Yeah, and I was like, he lost like a stone, and he looked horrendous. If I'll be honest, and I was like, but if you could promise me I'd lose a stone, maybe I would go in next year.
My God, there's nothing of you.
No. Well, good luck with it all.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
You've got a busy year coming up at the times of things.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to be busy.
I really hope you survive it. That's my hope.
Yeah, yeah. Main goal of 2018.
And we're going to keep you very busy for the next half an hour. I know I'm going to sound like a right weirdo, and this is my choice, and hands in the air, this is my idea.
I like that you think that's a rare sort of like that's the remarkable thing like on this today
this one
moment,
occasion
just this
you
one
sound
moment
like a weirdo.
I'm sound weird. I know
it's the only reason I love you time. James because you're a big old weirdo.
I'm a weirdo. Anyway, okay, I know I'm prepared to be shut down about this one, but is it just me who basically doesn't like holidays anymore? Now, I know this is weird.
Frankie and I are just looking at each other. We don't even know what to say.
Right, no. Okay, I just need to give you some context. So I've got to a point in my life now where I think I've kept trying to go on holidays. And I guess I'm talking about warm holidays. You know, so I've done like, you know, Mykonos, I've done Ibiza, I've done Bali in Australia.
I know.
And I keep thinking, this will be it. This is when the penny will drop and I'll have an appreciation. But I just have to realise, I don't like heat. I don't tan. I feel very uncomfortable sitting in direct sunlight. Mosquitoes love me. So basically what happens is I get there and of course I'm bowled over by the landscape and how beautiful it is. But as the days wear on, I become more and more miserable because I'm just really hot.
You actually sound like my daughter. I know. She's exactly the same.
Borderline sunburn. And I'm also just itching from all the hideous bites. And so it just isn't a nice, it's not a relaxing experience for me. So I honestly would rather have had a week off at home than have gone to those beautiful exotic. I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, I appreciate
how
they look. I know. I'm a weirdo. It's just me.
And then I'm guessing like a snow holiday is too far in the extreme.
Well, that's the exception because I did when I made this announcement to my friends the other day. I said, look, I'm done. I'm done with holidays. And also, on a serious note, I guess I've taken on more of a freelance career now. So you know, I'm not going to the same office every day in day out. So I guess I feel less of a call to have a holiday because I kind of have a bit of free time here and there. And so it's not the mundane. And I think a lot of the time we have holidays to break the mundane, don't we? Of things we do every day, every week.
Love how it's dragging us into this, don't we? Don't we, guys? It's true.
So, James is a nice guy, really. He's not overprivileged.
So the exception would be, I actually think I would do like an activity holiday. So a skiing holiday, or even like, you know, climbing up Machu Picchu or something. That might actually appeal to me more than just going on a beach holiday.
We would not be holiday friends.
No. You love a holiday then, yeah?
Well, no. I do have holiday anxiety. So I do like a holiday, but I actually hate the whole process of before a holiday, of having to choose a hotel, choose the flights, even choosing the destination, because I'm always so scared that it's going to be the wrong choice and then I'm stuck there for like a week or two in somewhere that I don't really want to be, and I've got a bit of a thing of cleanliness,
right?
So like, somewhere doesn't have to be the most expensive hotel or the nicest. Actually, for me, the most simple is best, because I can see how clean it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not even that OCD. I don't even know where that comes from, but I just think if you have a nice home, then you're paying to go somewhere.
This is my thing. I mean, it's the cost of it as well.
It's also expensive. It is true that even in the loveliest hotels you've been in, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and think, how many hundreds, nay, thousands of other people have slept in this bed? How
or had
clean?
Sex in that bed.
Or God knows
even
what
worse.
In that bed.
Yeah.
Wanked in it. All of those things. How clean can this pillow be, really?
Exactly.
Should I even touch the remote? What else has the remote been used to remote put the telly onto? Yeah.
I'll be honest as well. For me as well, holidays, I think actually has now become it's a lot of control as well. Because I think I like, you know, making my own food. I like having my routine. You know, and also, I'm with you, Frankie. I like my house. So for me to pay a lot of money to leave it and go somewhere that's possibly not going to be as comfortable, why would I do it?
Well, try this one on. When you're not from this country, I have often spent thousands of pounds getting to Australia, and everyone goes, wow, you're going to Australia, that's so exciting. And I know that they listen to this show, but I'm sure they'll get what I mean when I say I've just paid thousands and thousands of pounds to sit in my parents' front room, like you would when you drive up the M1 to see your parents for the weekend.
That's so true.
It's kind of
and you have to go for a really long time.
Yes. Yeah, and they don't live anywhere near any of my friends, so it's, but I love them, honestly. But
you like a holiday?
I do, actually. And I'm but the thing is, it's weird, because listening to you talk, I'm also very pale. I burn really easily. I don't have the same mosquito problem, but my daughter does. I have friends who, they just want to lie on a sun lounger on the beach, and that's actually quite torturous for me after about half an hour. The way I deal with it is I've found a kindred spirit in my husband, who loves a lazy holiday as much as I do. So for us to even be out of the hotel room before 1 p.m. on any given day is a miracle. Mm. So by the time you've kind of like lazed out of bed and had a long breakfast and then hit the beach, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's going down a bit. You're only there a couple of hours, and then it's cocktail hour. It's the dream.
I just realised I should go on holiday with you as well.
Yeah.
Because I think my problem is because I'm not comfortable in the sun, I then tend to enjoy myself at night. So I'll have a late night. So then I'll sleep in late, because obviously I don't want to get out in the sun. So, but lots of my friends are a bit like, come on, you're wasting the best part of the day.
Hateful. Yeah. Hate those people.
I know. So I'm all with you.
See, you're going on holiday with people that have a different idea of what a holiday is to you.
Or they just tan.
Really, a holiday. Yeah, but a holiday should be, you're there to relax and do the things that you want to do. When you're at home, you've got people saying, come on, you've got to go and do this, and you've got to do everything. So you need to find someone that wants to do the same as you. My husband doesn't like to sunbathe.
He
gets really angry at me because I tan within 5 minutes of being out in the sun.
You do.
But I actually don't even like sunbathing.
Well.
So I can sunbathe for like 10 minutes and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm done.
Just stop talking. Stop it.
Get out now, Frankie.
Honestly,
just get out.
It's the one thing, it's the one physical thing I envy in people is that honey-coloured skin. I just think you're so lucky.
I just go freckly and red and then straight back to pale.
Oh no, see, my husband's a bit like that. So for him, I'll sunbathe for a little bit, but then I still like to be outside, but I'll sit in the shade because I don't like being too hot. Or I have to have
too tanned. It's a
nightmare. No, it's horrible. Yeah. I have to have some part of my body in the pool to keep me cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm fine. But he will go off and do his own thing, and then I'll just still be in the same position when he gets back.
I mean, I'm that person now that when I see someone sat in the sun for a very long time, you know, they've got that real like glisteny, like red I get anxiety. And even when I see sunburn, I always see this. It's always that first hot weekend of the year in this country. Mm. You know, there's that freakishly hot weekend we get in like April.
And without, everyone's wearing sandals. It's not even hot enough yet.
And without without failure, on that Monday morning, you will walk past a man with literally a burning red, like, farmer's tan. Yeah.
And I salute that great British patriot because that is the British way. That's just the law.
I'm sensing you're both warming to my theme here about the holidays.
I can... I don't know. I kind of feel slightly like you, but I still love a holiday and I'm still going on holiday. But now being self-employed, I understand that less of a need.
Yeah.
Like that build up to Christmas, I don't get as excited now because I'm not as run off off my feet as I used to be, and then I'd be desperate for Christmas.
Yeah. James, have you ever done a holiday on your own?
Because that is
a revelation.
No, I haven't. I did think about doing it. And to be honest, I then went on this holiday to Bali. And I had this idea because I had some, obviously, time off. And I thought, you know what? You should go, because I'd never done it. You should go travelling and, you know, be by yourself. And I just had such a terrible experience in this, like, hot environment with these mosquitoes. And, like I said, just feeling very uncomfortable in that kind of rainy tropical where I was in Bali. That it just put me off. I thought, no, I'd rather be at home in Brixton.
I find the idea of going on holiday alone quite...
Oh,
painfully
I've only done it once years ago. And I have to say, I mean, you know, there definitely was a time when I got sick of my own company, for sure, after a few days. But my God, waking up and it only being about what you feel like doing, even in the most solid relationship, there's always that tussle of compromise. And it was amazing just to have a few days where it was literally just about all what I wanted to do. So there was no arguments about how long to stay on the sun lounger. And
I mean, the one thing I should say now is, I mean, I am kind of joking, but I have to say the one thing I'm very now strongly against is I will never go on holiday for longer than a week. That's without question.
He's just crazy. Yeah. I just want to disassociate myself from any of the views.
I know, but
of
I
James
find
Williams.
Longer than a week hard because then my brain is like, no, you need to go back to work. Yeah. You need to go and do this. And there's all this stuff you need to do.
Or you fall out your routine.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's
so.
The point.
But obviously, if any airlines are out there want to sponsor the podcast, of course, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah, there goes EasyJet, Qoni, anybody who...
I love holidays. Follow that cash.
This is another extremely important topic I want to raise now. I mean,
let's get our serious hats on.
I'm telling you, question time are going to be pissed off when they hear that we got to this one first. Is it just me who, I'm going to say, sometimes really likes reading my horoscope? It feels like there's this deep shame now. I remember years ago at Glamour, we did... some publisher came to us and asked us if we wanted to give away with the magazine a free book of horoscope analysis. And what really struck me was I got 50% of readers saying, thank you, I loved it, and 50% of readers murderously angry that we'd put something so stupid on the front of the magazine. But people do love a horoscope, right? I think it's not just me.
It is divisive, though, I think. I think...
Why?
I'm sort of torn because I definitely believe in, I believe in traits. I believe in if you're born under a certain star sign, you pretty much, I mean, maybe because I'm such a big fat Leo cliche, everything they say about Leos is true about me. One of the best birthday cards I was ever given was just a list of like love, sort of complimentary adjectives and then really insulting adjectives one after another. And every single one of them was pretty much true. Even the lovely ones. I know. I think I believe in that, but I do not believe in the daily horoscope that says, oh, today if you wear purple, you will meet the man of your dream. You know, that level. I don't believe in
maybe
that.
You've never tried it. There are not me, but there are some people who live by it.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
I find fascinating.
I mean, where are you on this one, Frankie?
I don't. You know what? I'm really split because I am one of those people. Like, I believe in like tarot reading and mediums and things like that. And I suppose horoscopes and things kind of fall under that slightly. But I think I'm one of those like fair weather ones. Like, I'll read one and I'll be like, yeah, that one's really speaking to me. That's so true.
What's your star sign?
Capricorn.
I don't know. I don't really. Yeah. What
no, you
mean?
Don't know anything about Capricorns, do you?
No, I only know about Pisces, really. That's
no,
me.
See, no one knows anything about Capricorns.
I think Capricorn, and dare I say it, my lovely friends, I have two very good friends, Andrew and Ryan, who are both Librans. And until I met them, I used to have this thing about I'd never met an interesting...
Is that Andrew?
Andrew, big
Hi,
fan
Andrew.
Of the podcast.
Yeah.
But until meeting them, I always had this thing I'd never met an interesting Libran.
Right. And are you just about to tell me you've never met an interesting Capricorn?
No, because my sort of trump card here is that I'm a Capricorn rising. So you and I are going to get on just great, Frankie.
I've never even heard of... What the hell is that? What does that mean?
Well, the rising sign is the time that you're born.
Yeah.
So I'm an Aquarius rising, even though my my birth month is Pisces.
You're Pisces Aquarius.
Yeah. Ah. I mean, do go on, right?
Yeah. I'm just getting a very strong water.
Do you know what's so weird, confused, though? The one thing I would say is I accidentally, you say Librans. All my closest best friends in the world have been Librans. My husband's Libran. I didn't go out going, I'm only going to date and speak to Librans. It just kind of happened. And then when we were, I'm banging on about glamour today, but there's relevant stories, is when I put the launch team together, I think we'd all been working together about 6 or 7 months when star signs came up one day, and 90% of that office was Piscean.
Really?
And I just thought, that's weird.
There's something in it then, I think.
Yeah. Don't you think? Yeah.
Well, I think certainly
noticed none of them were Capricorns, you know what I mean?
we flushed those out immediately. I had HR screen. No. Make sure that no Capricorns got through the filter.
If there are any Capricorns
bossy,
out
I've
there.
Heard. Very bossy.
Hang on, what are you saying? No, practical and prudent. You're ambitious and disciplined. Patient and careful,
well,
humorous and
true.
Reserved. Don't be reserved on this podcast.
No. I'm very humorous. Obviously.
And your dark side, you're pessimistic,
yep,
miserly and grudging.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why I like you.
I mean, yeah. All the negative
she's
ones.
Cheap, but she holds a grudge.
I love people who hold a grudge. I really do.
I actually do as well.
I think it's, I just, why wouldn't you?
It's Joe's hobby.
Yeah. Why not? I don't know. I think it's a really weird, you know what I always used to do? Is like when I've met a guy, I would always do that thing, you know, where you like find out if you're supposed to be with what star sign you're supposed to be with.
Oh yeah, but that's just, you just write down their names, don't you, and calculate the letter. Wasn't it?
No, that's something different.
No, that's what you're talking about.
No, I know what she's talking about.
She's in like Dolly J17 world, I think.
I used to do that. You add all the letters together,
yes!
And then, but I can't remember what the outcome, what it
means.
And there's
that one where you make the thing with you
the bit of
like,
paper.
Yeah.
Oh, you spelled their name out,
That was a sure sign.
I mean, absolutely.
Obviously.
It's so scientific. That must be very accurate. Mm-hmm. But no, you're talking about when you literally try and find out if Leo is compatible with a Scorpio. Yeah.
So
yeah,
what's Wayne then?
I knew you were going to say that. I think he's a Leo.
What you don't know.
He's 5th of August.
Who's that?
It's very self-involved.
You don't even know his star
sign. Capricorns are very self-involved.
Aren't they?
No, what is he? When's his birthday?
He's a Leo, no? Fifth of August.
Yes, he's a Leo, yeah.
Yeah, see, I did know.
Oh.
I mean, you're lucky I remembered the date of his birthday, to be honest.
I mean, but I think before we wrap this one up, I mean, I'm with you as well. I do think there's something in tarot readings, and you know, I'm more drawn to that than I am to reading my daily horoscope.
I believe in signs. When my daughter's a Cancer, and right. I was like, oh, good, so water signs, so we'll get on, I hope. But, yeah.
Do you believe in all the moon stuff, then?
I don't know. What's all the moon stuff?
Well, I don't know if it's a full moon or something. Everyone goes a bit weird.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't sleep in a full moon.
Yeah, well, no, but we
I'm telling
this.
You, I don't.
When we were all in an office together, guaranteed, it would take...
Did all your cycles sync up?
Well, mine. I like to think I was the ringleader of the menstrual
James,
cycle.
He's always so emasculated on this.
Yeah. But no, you'd always get to that point on like a random Tuesday when someone was like, God, I slept really badly last night. And then suddenly everyone would go, so did I. And without fail, it was something to do with the moon. Yeah.
Mm.
So something in it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we're not hating on horoscopes then, are we? We're just sort of...
No, I think it's one of those things if you need it. No?
Look, a kind word is a kind word. So if you find that in your horoscope and it makes you feel better to face the day, why the hell not?
If you need Russell Grant, then who am I to judge?
Mystic Meg.
Oh, we all need him.
Mystic Meg. I mean, who knows? But if you're right there, come on the podcast and tell us we're full of shit.
Oh, what a great idea.
You should do that.
Yes.
A psychic special.
Oh. Right, everyone just telepathically.
Russell, if you're out there.
Just any psychics out
Russell would 100% do it.
You can put the word in for us there, Strictly Alumni.
Yeah.
Oh.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you know, one of our favourite things to do when James and I aren't in the pod cupboard actually recording is to read your emails that you are sending into the podcast email address, which is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. We read absolutely every single one, and we will read tons of them out on here, including yours today, Rebecca Langton. Thank you so much for saying, "Is it just me who doesn't have a side hustle?" Rebecca says, "I'm 31 years old. I have a good job, which I enjoy, and I earn a good salary." Thumbs up. "I work hard and I won't deny I love the security of a regular paycheck. I don't have any sort of side hustle, and whilst I'm working on building up a financial cushion, should I ever lose my job, I have no desire whatsoever to devote the small amount of time I have away from work to any other sort of work." Oh, I get that.
Me too.
It took me a while to understand what side hustle was.
Yeah, it's having the passion project on the side of the thing that earns you the money that one day you hope will be a big business or something.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The question here is, it's never enough just to have one string to your bow, I guess. Isn't it?
I think it's in these millennial times that we live in. I think out of necessity, a lot of young people have a ton of stuff going on because it's like throwing mud at the wall and seeing which one sticks, and there's no linear career path anymore for a lot of young people. So they're finding out of necessity, as much as enjoyment, that that's what they want to do. For old ducks like me, that's slightly terrifying. Yeah. That's like, I don't have tons of strings to my bow to have a side hustle.
I think it goes down to that whole thing about we talked about slightly earlier about freelance versus full time. You know, I think you it's a mindset, isn't it? You either like having the sort of regular geographical place you go to work every day, and you have your routine, and you have your fixed hours, and you know what you're doing.
Got your lunchbox.
Or very important.
Yeah.
Or you know, you really relish the freelance life, and you don't know, like you said, Frankie, you don't know where your next adventure's coming from. Yeah. I'm kind of in a similar boat, and I never thought I'd be the person that could embrace the freelance life, and I actually am surprisingly enjoying it. But it's about what works for you, and I think as long as you make it work.
Yeah, but Frankie, you've got an eclectic sort of career portfolio, right?
Yeah.
So you probably do have lots of side hustles. You don't have a business card that says
side hustler,
Frankie Bridge, singer or dancer, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do tons of things.
Yeah, I think that's like, that is one of the good parts of my job, but also I think like anyone that's self-employed, you don't know when your next paycheck's coming. So that's always I think that's another thing of not being in a full-time job. But I'm always asked in lots of interviews all the time, have I got any hobbies?
Or have I got any passions?
Yeah, and I'm like, and me and Molly actually always used to have this conversation because she would just say to me like, "What are you going to say? What's your hobby?" And I was like, "I don't know, what are you going to say?" And we used to be like, "But I don't have one." And I used to think, am I boring then? Because I have nothing else. Like, has the time?
Did you ever think of like just making up something stupid, like frog collection?
Yeah.
Frog
I love
collecting,
frogs.
Yeah.
Jousting.
Yeah. I should have had you two there, shouldn't I? She loves a bit of jousting, that
one. Yeah. Was this before you had two kids as well?
Yeah, So. And also, even though now I have kids, I just think there's so much pressure on people now to have, like, you know, people always say, "What's your passion?"
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or your secret
talent.
Oh,
I don't really know what I'm really. Obviously, I love dancing and I love singing or whatever, but that's kind of become my job now, as much as I still love it. But I'm like, I'm not really that passionate about anything else. And then I think, God, am I that dull? But I don't know many people that do have. And I feel like, you know, especially with Instagram and stuff now, everyone's supposed to be in love with so many things and have time to do so many things. And it's like,
I think at the heart of the matter, whenever anyone fills out their CV, we all struggle with the hobbies and interests section. Come on.
Okay, it's not just me and Molly.
It's a work of fiction. Most people's hobbies and interests is a work of fiction on
their
CV.
It's just awful, isn't it? It's awful. I don't think I've filled that out. Somebody actually asked me that in a sort of a recruitment scenario recently. And I did say, I don't really have any hobbies. I don't have time for them. I like reading and I like cooking. And she really looked a little bit crestfallen with me. So that's still seen as
a
fail.
No, I think the problem is that your genuine true hobbies are looked down upon. So going to the cinema, even going watching TV, or just having
not going
a nice rest.
On holiday.
Not going on holiday.
Binge watching Netflix. You're not really supposed to say that
what
in a job interview,
are
you? It's
not an acceptable hobby.
Yeah.
It's your downtime. You
we used to have to like go to our backlog. So like Molly used to ski for like England. And she was like, oh yeah, I really like skiing. And I can't even remember. Oh yeah, look, I would have had to have been like trampolining. I was on the trampolining squad.
I don't even have anything like that to pull out of my ass. No. That's like, yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't have that.
But I do think as well, down to like businesses and things like that and work and stuff, like you say, people do need those extra things. And there's like this new glorified thing of people having their own businesses. Yeah. But realistically, it's so hard to come up with anything. And I think if you don't have anything, you shouldn't feel bad about it.
There you go, Rebecca. Yeah, Frankie says it's all right.
And you've got a job. You've got your paycheck. She
and
likes
so
her
do
job.
I. I'm with you, Rebecca. If you've got a job that you love, why shouldn't you just, you know, why put internal pressure on yourself to feel like you have to be doing something else? That's crazy.
And we've talked about it before, but sometimes there's something very rewarding about embracing where you're at rather than just constantly striving for more, more, more. Just enjoy what you've achieved and the lifestyle it affords you, you know?
That's a nice way of thinking.
James, just don't take a holiday.
James' self-help book will be out in July 2018.
Very important one again. You know, we've gone very highbrow this week.
I'm loving it.
We really have.
This is my comfort zone.
Yeah. Exactly. We are all about a comfort zone. Don't you dare try and push us out of it.
Sorry.
So, is it just me who hates selfies? Now, I don't actually hate selfies. I'm in the minority, I think, now. I still feel a certain element of embarrassment and borderline shame by taking and uploading selfies. And I totally acknowledge I'm in the minority. I think now there is no shame in it. And I think it's actually great that people actually... Because I've said this before, I think we are part of a generation of people, I am anyway, where when I was growing up, you know, you dismiss a picture of yourself. You'd like, oh, I look awful. I hate my picture taken. And suddenly now the younger generation, millennials certainly, they are the selfie generation. And I actually think it's actually great. And I love the fact that people are confident and they put pictures up themselves and they don't feel embarrassed. Whereas I still got this weird hangover that if ever I rarely do put up a selfie, I feel the need to automatically take the piss out of me putting up a selfie. So I'll have to have a gag at my own expense.
Yeah.
So am I alone in that?
No.
Where are we?
It's taken me a really long time to embrace the selfie. And like, if I'm being 100% honest, the only reason I have is because if you look at followers and you look at other people's accounts, you know, like Instagram now, followers is money, whatever, you know, it's work. And I've realised that is what people want to see. For one reason or another, I don't know what that is, they do want to see that.
If I look like you, I'd walk around with my own face on a T-shirt. I mean, I just would.
Oh, stop it.
No, I won't. I will not stop.
But you never take a selfie, or very rarely, Jo.
Well, there's two things I want to say. No, I don't. I don't like pictures of myself, and I can't imagine that that's going to change. If it's...
And it's not, that's not a faux humility thing. You just don't like it.
No, no, no. And if I'm out and, you know, I don't think I look 100% like Shrek on any given day, and it's with other people that I like and we're having a good time, in that context, I might put a picture of us on Instagram.
That's different.
But the selfie thing, you know, I've got the hashtag that people like, clothes my husband hates, and sometimes people say, why don't we ever see your head? And it's like, because my head ruins the outfits. My head doesn't go with any of the outfits. Just concentrate. We're talking about the clothes. But I wanted to say, to your point, I'm not sure I agree that it's the selfie generation and they're embracing it. What I do hate about the selfie is, I sit here and think about it as someone and you've got kids, you'll go through this with a 12-year-old daughter. I don't think they do. I think what it's doing is it's feeding, it's kind of filtering self-expression for the people who do like the way they look. And for anybody else who is like me as a teenager who doesn't like the way they look, it's making that whole thing so much worse, so much more fraught with self-consciousness.
Yep.
Having a daughter who's, you know, she's a nice looking kid, but she doesn't put loads of pictures of herself on. And they edit all the time. They don't have a feed like yours and mine that just sits there forever. They're constantly self-consciously like deleting loads of photos.
Oh, really?
And I just think that Instagram is great if you're a great looking person. If you're not, it's almost like you're already editing yourself and thinking, well, I can't because I don't look like that, so I'm not going to put up those pictures.
I think as well, it's almost like now it's more about the glory. It's more people put it up to get that those likes,
yep.
and especially for young people. And I've seen a lot of people, so I don't know if your daughter's school has this, but I know a lot of young kids, now they get rated. Other kids in the school will rate their pictures.
That's right.
And I just think, for me, I mean, I left school quite early and, okay, slightly different, but being in S-Cup Juniors, my whole life would have been completely different, I think, had I have had Instagram and social media when I was in that. Because I had no idea if anyone liked us or not. Then in the Saturdays, it became bigger as we were in that, and then you become more aware. And I always say, I'm like, I'm so glad I wasn't at school when this was around. And for me, I think that, like, maybe it's a bit of that, like, British mindset, is I'm like, a selfie to me is like, hey, look, I know I look good today, so I'm going to put a picture of myself today because I look good today and I know it. And I feel like Americans, that's acceptable, maybe. Maybe I'm talking out of line. You know,
no,
they're
no,
a bit
no,
more like...
I completely agree with you.
But it's that British, like, yeah. No, you. You're not allowed to think you look good.
Or, that's what I do. Or you take the piss out of yourself.
Yeah,
you
and I always take the piss out of myself.
In one hand you're saying something, then you're taking it back because you're in on your own gag.
Yeah.
It's a funny one, isn't it? But, I mean, like I said, We talked about this before coming on air, but, you know, I still find it so... I find it more embarrassing seeing people taking the selfie than seeing the selfie on my feed.
I can't handle it.
I can happily like a selfie on my feed. I don't mind it. I should go, yeah, you look great, and I like it. Mm. But I find it so cringy when I see someone doing it in real life next to me, like in a coffee shop or a restaurant.
I'm the same.
It's so weird.
I can't take pictures of myself in public. And even when I'm in a fitting with my stylist, she even said it to me today. She was like, you're the worst... I wouldn't know how to... Someone in my industry, she was like, you're the worst person in your industry. She was like, I don't know how you've managed to get by doing your job.
That's what everybody says. Because you are the worst person in your industry.
It's because she's a Capricorn.
But I can't stand her taking a picture of me, even in a fitting, or if I'm on a shoot and she wants to take a behind-the-scenes picture, I go all silly and I don't know what to do. Yeah. And she's like, I just don't understand how you've managed to do what you do. And I just, yeah, it's that embarrassment of people seeing me
and
take
thinking,
a picture of
I
myself.
Think I look good
yes.
today.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's
the quintessential British
conundrum. I know.
But I guess the thing is, though, is that we, in a weird way, are we the weirdos? Because, you know, we're basically sort of overthinking it, where those people that literally just take the selfie and upload it, they've got no fucks to give. They are like, whatever. Yeah.
And I admire that.
And I
love those people.
Yeah.
What I will put my head on the parapet and say is I don't like Instagram feeds that are almost exclusively
themselves
selfies. Yeah. I don't like that. That to me speaks to a not very rich life.
No, and I think well, the feeds I like have a variety of stuff, you know, and you know, I think you need to keep it. But then, you know, I guess it depends what you're being followed for, and Instagram always
true.
Say that.
Yeah.
The audience wants some. So there are some people who are followed because they put up the selfies.
But that's where I think it's hard. Yeah. It's finding that balance. That balance. You know, some people, sometimes if I put something up and add on my spots out, that's going to offend someone because someone wants to see you looking perfect.
But then that's
going to
make
someone
else
feel perfect. Yeah. So I just think you can't win. And like you said, you follow accounts for certain things.
Yeah.
But like, I've got friends who don't give a shit. Like, I remember I got one of those Lumi light things and I found it so painfully embarrassing, like I would never get it out.
My
best friend literally gives zero fucks whatever she's doing. That's why she's my best friend. And literally in this tiny restaurant, just taking pictures of herself with this light on, and I was like dying, like thinking, what are you doing? She don't care. She was like, she got a good pic. She was like, that's going on Instagram.
Because I don't even think this is, and what we're talking about, we're not talking about a celebrity culture. I think, you know, most
anyone
on Instagram is now on board with it. And I do think we are now, like I said, in the minority. I think there is less and less shame and embarrassment about the selfies.
I just put loads of pictures of my dog's face on.
I've noticed that. Dog
food.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sick of that face, so you all have to endure it.
Well, there we go. Another fantastic show where I think we've basically made a lot of people feel great about themselves.
And offended loads of other ones.
Yeah, and offended loads of
people. And I don't think we've solved any world problems.
No.
And that's as it should be.
Yeah, and I really thought I was going to get to do that today, guys.
No, I mean, all we've done is basically offend people in Russia and all Capricorns.
Thank you for coming in today, the worst person in your industry.
Trademark that, thank you. Take that right now.
Thanks, guys.
Add it to your Instagram profile. Officially the worst person in my industry.
Oh, we just adore you.
We love you, Frankie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And look out for Frankie. Oh, I can't even say.
No.
It's going to be exciting.
It's fun knowing the secret, though. Oh, my God.
But yes, good luck with it all, Frankie.
Thanks,
love
I'm going to need
you.
It.
Come back and tell us all about it when we can talk about it.
Yeah.
There you go. We've got her over a barrel now. She has to come back.
And if you would like to hear more really stupid things discussed on this podcast, please do email us at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com with your topic suggestions and just, you know, just come and say hi because we like that. We're needy like that.
Yeah. And obviously, the sillier the better. We really like them.
Yeah.
So yes. But thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.